In the book of Genesis, we have the history of creation, how God created the world. He created everything and he was very happy. And he needed a helper so that he could find a custodian or caregiver for the works of his creation. So he decided to create man and woman, and he created them. And he gave them the responsibility to take care of the earth. But also, he gave them the responsibility, divine responsibility, to be together. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. This is the commandment, a divine commandment, that they should not be separated, they should stay and remain one, united all the time. This is the basis or the foundation for the family life, the biblical foundation, we can call it. And if you look at even the commandments he has given to Moses, two of the Ten Commandments directly refer to this, to the family. Honor your father and mother. I think this deals with maintaining the cohesiveness of the family, that the family is strong and should remain the way God intended to be. The seventh commandment, don't commit adultery, is to protect, to respect the sacredness of the family. Family is sacred. And also, if you look at the patriarchs in the Old Testament times, God blessed them with a family. And when he made his covenant with them, the covenant he has made always refers to bless their family and their descendants, like he did to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, coming down to the New Testament, we have seen one day Jesus was approached by the Pharisees, and the first question they asked was about this frivolous divorce. Well, he repeated the same thing that was said in the book of Genesis, there shall be one flesh. But there is a statement very strong, indisputable, that he has made. What God has united, let no man separate it. And this is the divine word. And this is also a confirmation, again, what has been said by God in the Old Testament. He repeated it the same way, that family is sacred. Family is the work of the hand of God, the creation of God himself. So, in general, what the Bible tells us, what Christ taught about the family is that family is a divine vocation, the vocation that came down from God himself. So family is divine, and families are called to holiness and to grow in holiness, like Jesus said it himself, and the way he himself lived it in a family. Also, family is generative. Well, as I said earlier, he created also to continue the procreation. He needed a custodian and also to continue the procreation that he started himself. So family is generative, and this is also the vocation. And God always blesses the family. And family is also apostolic, because Christ gave responsibility to evangelize and also to sanctify culture, the culture that respects, that honors family life. When there are problems in the family, then if you look at the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, it's a kind of what I call it is spiritual therapy. The spiritual therapy is that that keeps united the family members together. For example, he mentions about compassion, simplicity, humility, gentleness, also patience. And this is what the family need to stay together. And also, he mentions bear with one another, forgiving one another. These are the tools. These are also the weapons that protects and keeps holy the family life. And this is what the family always need. And also prayer. Saint John Chrysostom always talks about the family church, because the church, the head of the church is Christ. So the head of that family church is Christ, where the presence of Christ is felt, experienced, and also shared among the members of the family. So family, as it was created, established by God Himself, the value cannot be reduced, cannot be altered, cannot be modified. But the value, as it was intended by God, can be increased and respecting and keeping the commandment. Like we have heard in the second reading, the commandment, anyone who keeps my commandment will live in me, and he also will live in us. So the family that keeps the commandment of the Lord always is in the Lord, and the Lord is always in them. So let us, in this Eucharistic prayer, pray in a special way for the family life, because now there are so many different lifestyles that are, you know, brought as a challenge to the family in this world. God created only a family. There is no alteration or there is no modification. Let us pray that the Lord may give us the grace and also the strength and the prayer that we need to keep always the family sacred, that all people throughout the earth may learn, may understand, may also keep the value that has been given by God. It's a great responsibility that all humans may respect, may also observe and keep the commandment of the Lord in keeping the family sacred always. Amen.